Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where we're going for the view of the week ahead with Scott Grant, who's director at London Southeast. How are you today, Scott?
I'm great, Zach. You?
Very well indeed. Trying not to look at the politics on the other side of the Atlantic, but let's have a look at what we're doing over here first.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's hope this actually has an impact after the election. Yeah, this is the week ahead for the week commencing 14th of November. All this information can be found on lse.co.uk under the share prices tab, and then you'll find our financial diary. On the 15th, you've got final results from the FTSE 100 airline EasyJet. I'm looking back, sat here, and their 52-week high was almost a whole year ago on the 13th of November 2015. So not a stellar year for their share price. Then on the 16th, we've got Barratt Developments. Barratt Developments have got a very busy day. They're hosting their AGM, also an interim management statement and a trading announcement all in one. So busy bees there. On the 17th, more AGMs. We have Close Brothers, Genus, Qatar Investment Fund, and lastly, Sirius Petroleum. Their 52-week high was quite recent, so they seem to have a bit of momentum. That was on the 3rd of November. Not sure it's a share you're interested in, Zach, but...
No, it's a stock I follow. It's slowly recovered over the last couple of months and approaching the highs of March, so all to play for there for the bulls.
Then moving on, we've got the 18th, an interim dividend payment, well, a number of them actually, from Bovis Homes, Howden Joinery, M&C Saatchi and Saga. So there's some bank accounts going to be bolstered there. And then back to the 15th, we've got the ONS, or the Office for National Statistics, releasing their monthly reports on the three measures of inflation. So that's consumer, retail and producer price indexes, otherwise known as CPI, RPI. And PPI. Obviously, a lot of comment in the papers recently about if we can keep inflation under check and what it will do to people's standards of living if we don't. So that's your week ahead.
So there's a big problem on inflation because we seem to have not a slow creeping higher, but actually big markups for the Marmite and for the Walker's crisps.
Yes, and of course Apple recently as well put their products up by, I believe, 20%. So, it could be quite shocking. I don't know, again, perhaps 50% of the country will be upset about the Marmite mic up, and I guess 50% not, therefore. But yeah, as you said, it's not just a creeping thing. It seems certain companies have just really put their prices up substantially. So it'd be very interesting to see if anyone else or if almost the whole markets follow suit.
Scott Grant, Director at London Southeast, thank you very much for speaking with us today.